Hi everyone. I'm not going to say morning or afternoon, evening or good night. I don't know when you guys are listening to this, but hopefully this thought will bless you at any point of the day. My name is Mark and I'm part of the leadership here at London Road Baptist Church. Along with my family, we've been coming here for about 5 years now. I'm feeling a little lighter at the moment after a well overdue haircut, so when you next see me on Zoom, I won't need to wear a hat or be asked if my roof is leaking. Can you believe it's July already? It's crazy to think where this year has gone. How have the last 3 to 4 months been for you? I'm guessing for most it's been a strange and testing time. I know for me personally, it's been pretty full on. Recently, I've been thinking about what God wants me to do with my life. For those of you who know me will know that I'm loud, confident, fairly full on, and a bit of a joker. I'm a strong character and have been for a long time. I played a lot of football when I was growing up. I captained every football team I played for. Currently at work, I'm a sales manager. So I'm good at taking the lead on things. However, I feel maybe when it comes to what God wants, he's telling me I need to be leading in a different way. Not to be centre of attention. Not to be heading something up, but maybe the person behind the scenes. And because of COVID, I've had to do this more. I've been working from home, just getting things done, not having to make a big statement about it or show someone what I've done, but just to simply do it. And for LRBC, setting up and hosting most of the Zoom meetings, not leading those meetings, but to make sure the right things happen at the right times, doing it all behind the scenes. And now as my wife is a YouTube sensation, posting videos every week, it's like we've completely swapped. As God works in Jen's life as our youth specialist, making her do more and more stuff that are out of her comfort zone, I feel him telling me it's okay doing the things behind the scenes. And I now see more clearly this is God's plan for me. Growing up, I wanted to be a lead singer in a band with a guitar in my hand. I've owned 3 guitars now in my life and I still can't play anything. I wanted to captain Liverpool and England and be the greatest football player ever. And in my head, I still think I can and will. Clearly, this isn't going to happen. But that's okay. Why am I saying all this? Well, if we just take Jonah for an example, God had a plan for him and he fought it and fought it and fought it. You know, he tried everything to get as far away from Nineveh after God told him to go there and preach against the people and tell them that what they were doing is wrong and putting things in front of God, and their behaviour was terrible in God's eyes. You know, he jumped on a boat going in completely the wrong direction. But, you know, look how that ended up for him. It's not great. You know, jumped out of the boat because he knew he had to. He knew he couldn't get away from God and what God's plan was. And I don't think I'd want to be inside the belly of a fish. I don't know about you guys. You know, God is here with us now. He knows what we think, what we do, and what we're going to do. And during this lockdown, the great thing is we haven't had to have any social distancing from God. We don't need to be 2 meters away. We don't need to be 1 meter away. We don't need to wear a face mask with God, because we're part of his family. We're already in his bubble. So when you hear God, it's because he's close. God shouldn't have to shout. He should be able to whisper and we can hear him. So if you do hear God talking to you, you know, don't do a Jonah and try to run away from it. Don't ignore it. Pray about it. Test it. Speak to Christians that you trust, people that you trust their opinion, you know, to see if this is God talking to you. And when you've done all this, do what God has told you to do. In Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." And in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." I hope this has blessed you. And for those who do lots and lots of stuff behind the scenes, just know that this is God's plan for you. Sometimes you may feel like no one knows what you are doing, and that you get missed or forgotten. But that doesn't matter, because God knows, and he will bless you through this. We're now going to listen to a song from Elevation Worship. They are my go-to worship band. The song is called "Do It Again." Hopefully see you all soon. Thanks for listening.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. Confidence, you've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last, your word will come to pass. We'll sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. I never.